Books on Tape presents Body Movers, Five Bodies to Die For by Stephanie Bond, read by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. Carlotta Wren shoved her head in the freezer, closing her eyes and allowing the frosty blast to cool the flush on her face and neck as she tried to absorb everything that had happened over the past few days. A serial killer was on the loose in Atlanta, dubbed the Charmed Killer by the press for his signature of leaving a charm in the mouth of his victims. The unknown assailant was racking up bodies at an astonishing rate. 4 women dead in a week, culminating in the murder of an assistant district attorney. According to Detective Jack Terry, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation was joining the high-profile case, and the Wren family was firmly in the middle of the fray. She and her brother Wesley had been the body movers on the first 2 cases and had been called in on the third, although Carlotta had had to step aside when she'd realized she had once crossed paths with the victim. Wesley had met the 4th victim, the deceased ADA, while settling his most recent legal trouble. And their father, Randolph the Bird Wren, a fugitive now for more than 10 years for a white-collar crime, had been named a possible suspect. First, because one of the charms left behind had been a bird, and second, because one of the victims had worked in the same office building where he had once worked. Carlotta was sure she hadn't helped matters by handing over the charm bracelet her father had given her when she was a teenager to the police, but she was hoping it would help to clear Randolph. Meanwhile, Jack had warned her she might have to take a polygraph to clear herself, due to her proximity to the bodies.